fragrance is that very, very special sense that we have connected to Yom Kippur. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And we've begun a process of trying to highlight some of the special things in the upcoming High Holy Days that are so special and we can take as a lesson for us. And today I wanted to focus on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we know, is the holiest day of the year. It's a day of atonement, it's a day of forgiveness. It's a gift from God, really. Yom Kippur, we do something interestingly special, and that is we have five prayers. Now, a normal day in Jewish practice, there are three potential prayers, the morning prayer, the afternoon, and the evening. On Shabbat and festivals, there's a fourth one called the Musaf, and on Yom Kippur, there are five, because the fifth one is the Ne'ilah. Why five? Because we are taught that Yom Kippur is a day that we can connect to the deepest level of our soul. We've talked about this before, that the soul has five levels: the level of behavior, the level of emotion, the level of cognition, the subconscious, and then the essence of the soul. But the essence of the soul, that spark of purity, is sometimes hidden. It's Yom Kippur when we are able to ignite and really feel the deepest level of our soul, which is why we have five prayers. Now, this number five is connected to something very interesting. In temple times, the on Yom Kippur looked a bit different than it does today, of course. It was all about and all surrounded the rituals that used to take place in the temple. One of the rituals was the bringing of incense, where the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, would go into the holiest spot of the temple with a pan and coals and incense in the other hand, and offer up incense in the Holy of Holies until there was a cloud of smoke representing the divine presence. And we are taught from the Talmud that that incense created the most powerful, beautiful fragrance, beautiful smell that was felt a long way beyond the temple walls. And that was one of the highlights of Yom Kippur. What's the significance of that? What is the idea of that? So it connects with the five prayers. Let me show you how. A person, a human being, has five senses according to Jewish teachings: seeing, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. With touch, with seeing, with hearing, and with taste, we know they can be used really well and they can be used really badly. Sometimes we eat for the right reasons, we eat the right things, but sometimes we don't, or we use our mouth for things that we shouldn't use it for. Hearing, we don't always hear the right things. Sometimes we listen to gossip when we shouldn't. Seeing, we don't always see the right things. We look at things we shouldn't be looking at, negative imagery or negative things that could impact us badly. And touch, not always we touch the things we're supposed to touch. Sometimes we touch things that don't belong to us, or we take things that don't belong to us, or that we shouldn't take. And we mess up things because we've touched the wrong things. And on all of those senses, those four senses, we are challenged. We're all tempted. We're tempted to overindulge. We're tempted sometimes to hear something that we shouldn't hear, or look at something we shouldn't look, or touch something we shouldn't touch. But it's very interesting that when it comes to smell, smell is a sense that most people are not challenged with. I mean, there are people that are addicted and it's a pathology, but for the most normal human being, with all our temptations and indulgences and desires, we're not overly challenged with the concept of smell. We're not tempted to go and smell the things we shouldn't smell, or whatever that means. Why is that? Because when God created us with a soul, and the soul has had five layers, only four out of the five layers can be corrupted, can be damaged. On behavior, we can behave the wrong way. We can have toxic emotions. We can have distorted thinking, and even our subconscious can be damaged as well. And the mystics tell us that the five senses of the human being correspond to the five levels of the soul. The fifth layer, the deepest layer of our existence, corresponds to the sense of smell, the sense where we're not tempted, the sense where we're not challenged. Smell is very not tangible. It's the least tangible of all the senses, and therefore it's the most spiritual of our soul. It's the part of our soul that no matter what we do, never breaks, is never corrupted, never distorted, never impurified. It's the part of our soul that is always pure, that is always intact. And it's that part of the soul that comes out and is ignited when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and the whole day of Yom Kippur when we pray the five prayers. And that's why in the temple they brought incense to create that fragrance representing the fifth level, the deepest level of the soul. And coming up to Yom Kippur, I'm going to ask you to think about this, just to think about the layers of the soul and to think about what it means to believe that we can improve, to believe that we can take the next step, to believe that we are never defined by failure. Sometimes we are resistant to change because we think we've been locked in by the mistakes we made. Maybe stop for a moment and think about mistakes you've made. Think about failings that you've had. Have you made them? Yes. Should you take responsibility for them? Yes. But are you defined by them? No. It's this time of the year where we begin the process of connecting to the deepest level of our soul. Part of our neshama that teaches us that deep down we are completely pure. There's a part of us that is always ready to rebuild. A part of us that can really repair and rebuild because it was never hurt. It's the starting point, the foundation of how we climb back and fix and improve the other layers of our soul. Because it's that layer that defines us. It's that layer which is our essence, the fifth layer. Of course, we must take responsibility for all the others, but it's that layer which starts the process. When you pray Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, think about the depth of your soul. Think about the real essence of who we are. Think about the purity that we can use and access and ignite to be the foundation of repairing, rebuilding, and reconnecting to God in a big way. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.